This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Cannabis Talk A to Z.
Welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z. We call it an educational odyssey. And one of the regulars on this show is Mark Goldman, who's a partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. And we always talk about breaking news, stories that are making an impact on our lives when it comes to cannabis. And today is no exception. Mark has some fabulous stories for us, but one of them, Mark, is really fascinating because it has to do with the government shutdown. And welcome
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely, and good morning to everybody.
Yes. So tell us about this story.
The first story is a wonderful story. So a weed company is giving out government workers free marijuana during the shutdown. This company happens to be called budtrader.com.
Yeah.
And they're donating medical marijuana to the federal employees in need.
I love that. That is so funny. They're offering, what, free medical weed for as long as the shutdown lasts?
Yes. However, they're not offering it to every federal employee or every furloughed employee. They have to approve that they've been utilizing medical marijuana for chronic pain and other medical issues in the past.
Okay. That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, they don't want to get the whole federal government high, but they want to utilize it for others.
But
a little bit confusing, though, because obviously, you know, we have a bunch of states that legalized recreational and medical marijuana. However, the federal government did not. So this might be kind of interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. You know, I live in downtown Boston and drove by the airport. The airport's right here. It's right outside the city. It's literally, you take a tunnel and you're right there. It's 2 minutes from my house. You can see it from my window. And I was driving by the other day. I went that way. And big, big billboard coming in and out of the airport that said, Weed Maps made it. We're here for
That's
all of
great.
Your needs. And I just was thinking, who would have ever thought a huge billboard, promoting the fact that Massachusetts is a state that is legal. And one of the things that is so extraordinary about this conversation, Mark,
yes,
is that everyone that moans and groans about the I don't want the dispensaries here, and I don't want this, and I don't want that.
Right.
Let's see what happens in another year when everybody is getting the rewards of the taxes and the revenue from these dispensaries.
I agree, and their property taxes doesn't go up, and
that's right.
You know, sales tax doesn't go up, and it's gonna be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. But I think it's good for budtrader.com. And by the way, they're not hurting too much. We're talking about it. I've heard other people talk about it. So it's a great story for them, a win-win for everybody, by the way.
And you know what? What a fantastic idea from a public relations point of view. This is great, and they're going to see their return on investment, their ROI, in a big, big way.
Absolutely. So, what's the deal with young people? Tell us, you have another story that's hitting the news right now.
Absolutely. Young people in liberal states are using more cannabis. I'm not really sure why they did the study. I could have told you that right away. But but they have lower rates of dependence. So young people live in liberal states consume more marijuana, but have lower rates of marijuana dependence, according to a new study from the Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. This finding is true regardless of whether the state legalized medical marijuana. It's suggesting that the broader political climate affects how people use the drug. It also serves as a reminder that the effects of legalization will look different in different states. So here are the numbers. Here's the breakdown. In general, people in both liberal and conservative states are consuming more marijuana, which I applaud them all for. In a span of about 8 years, ending in 2011, the percentage of people using between 18 and 25 living in liberal states consuming cannabis grew about 33% to from 33% to about 37%. In contrast, the numbers for the same age group, the conservative states, went from 25% to 26%. So, kind of interesting, and it's in my opinion, it's all good, and more people should continue using.
You know, you joke about it, but the truth is that this plant has changed your life and has helped you personally as well, and we've talked about this numerous times on the show.
Absolutely. You know, and this plant is helping people in so many ways, whether it's THC, whether it's CBD, where it's a combination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of things.
I mean, absolutely. You know, I was just going to say, the CBD has just been a valuable tool for me. And, you know, when I find myself, yesterday I was talking to someone and I was like really passionate about it. And I realized that I hadn't taken enough of my CBD, because when I take enough CBD, I do not get huffy and puffy and, you know, pontificate.
Right.
And I get a little chiller, you know, it chills me in a very nice way.
Secret?
I'm sorry?
My secret is I've never actually used CBD and I can't wait to use it.
Oh, yeah, CBD is awesome.
Yeah,
it does what THC does, but without getting you high. There's no psychoactive ingredients in it, so it doesn't get you high. It just has that part of the plant, the cannabinoids, that just feeds the endocannabinoid system in the body. So you probably don't need a lot of it because you've been using cannabis.
Right.
So your endocannabinoid system may not be as depleted as someone else's.
Right.
Anyway, but who knows? Who knows? So, but that's fascinating. Fascinating.
Absolutely.
You have another story, which I want to, this is kind of exciting, about research and veterans. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. Well, the government is finally doing something right. The House bill would, there's a new House bill out there. It's going to direct veterans to research medical marijuana. So House lawmakers introduced a bill actually 2 days ago that would require the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to conduct studies on the benefits of medical marijuana for our beautiful military veterans.
I think that is so
awesome.
So the
Representative Lua Carrera and Clay Higgins from Louisiana filed this legislation a few days after another bipartisan duo in the Senate introduced a very similar bill. The VA Medical Cannabis Research Act, say it with me, the VA Medical Cannabis Research Act would mandate research into the potential therapeutic use of cannabis for conditions that commonly affect these veterans, like PTSD and chronic pain disorder. So I'm super excited.
I think this is really and truly 20 to 30 vets a day commit suicide. Huge
wow.
numbers, huge numbers.
Wait,
can you,
20 to 30 veterans a day commit suicide?
Yes, yes.
That's huge.
Huge. They say 30 is more like it. The statistics have about 22. But they say it's 30 plus is what some of the experts are saying.
And you know what? For veterans really suffering with PTSD and chronic pain and TBIs and other, you know, numerous service-related ailments, cannabis is a huge, it's going to be a huge help. This is really a
Absolutely.
No-brainer. I'm not sure why they're doing this, but just pass it already.
Exactly. It's going to help so many. You know why they're not doing it, Mark? Because the system is not set up right now, as we have a situation in Massachusetts where the Cannabis Control Society, it took them forever to get their act together. This, we're not prepared to set up the systems to make this work in the VA, and it means hiring staff, competent staff, training people. There's an awful lot to this. It's not just as let's just do it. You need to have the personnel to do the studies. It's going to be, I'm hoping it comes to fruition, because this is really, I'm telling you, the most exciting thing for veterans, because we know that the number of suicides are in the rise, but we also know
right. That
people are living with chronic depression, chronic symptoms that are not going away day in and day out. They need relief, they need some help, and if this could possibly be the answer and get people off opioids, holy moly,
absolutely.
we've got a windfall here. It's a no-brainer. Hey, we have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. We're talking to Mark Goldman right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. We'll be back in a moment. More breaking news stories about one of our football greats. Is he going to be trying to score?
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we are talking today to Mark Goldman right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey from Hemp Public Relations. And Mark, welcome back. So, you know, we're all gearing up for the big game, and football is huge. And we've been hearing talk that there are now some teams that, because of the farm bill being passed, that are using CBD. I don't know who they are and what teams, but I've heard that. But tell us about one of football's greatest.
Greatest football players ever, this former San Francisco 49ers star. Any guesses? All right, drum roll, Joe Montana. He's looking to score with marijuana. Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana looking to hit and pay dirt in the legal marijuana industry as part of a $75 million investment in a pot operator. It was just announced yesterday. This California-based Caliva said it will use this investment to grow a company that includes a farm, a retail store, distribution center, and a delivery service. It will also distribute branded products in dozens of retail outlets all over the state.
Wow. There's another big football player, I can't mention his name right now, that's also doing this. So he's not as, well, I think he's equally as big as Joe. So,
well, you know what, I can mention a few names because I just don't care. So Heisman Trophy and retired NFL running back Ricky Williams and NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton have been partially outspoken in reference to marijuana. Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim McCannon, professional wrestler Rob Van Dam, and ultra marathon runner Avery Collins also publicly endorsed marijuana. They support it, they utilize it, and they invest in it. So that's great.
Awesome. That's really great. Exciting news. And I, you know, this is really, it's the future. It really is the future. And I think that the more we become educated, the more we become educated about the multi uses. We're not talking about just one spectrum here, not one group. We're not talking about, and I'm not talking about recreational. I'm talking about all facets of this plant. The CBD, the cannabidiols, the industrial hemp being used instead of fiberglass for fiber, for industry, for building. It goes into so many different arenas. Edibles themselves, foods. I know of an 85-year-old woman who is absolutely sleeping like a baby because she takes a little bit of CBD at night. It's changed her life with her pain, her chronic pain, and all of that. The medication doesn't allow her to sleep restfully, and without restorative sleep, none of us are any good. So she's able to do that. So this is a huge game changer. Huge game changer. And now we're starting to see Joe Montana and the likes of the celebrity sports figures getting into this arena.
Absolutely, it's a huge arena.
We expected Whoopi Goldberg, of course. It was a natural for her, but now we're seeing so many others.
Everybody's catching up to Cheech and Chong, right?
Yeah.
You know what? There are so many great CBD. Really, so many great CBD products out there, and there's so many uses for different parts of your body, whether it's your hair, your eyes, your mouth, your lips, your tongue, your face. I mean, like you said, your legs, your stomach. There are just so many different areas you can use CBD on that are really helping people out. So it's great.
So tell us about another breakthrough that's happening in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Philadelphia, great, great city, as we all know. So today, a medical marijuana dispensary is opening. The first medical marijuana dispensary in Philly is ready for business. They open today. It's called Beyond Hello. Opened its doors, actually yesterday, I apologize, to patients and caregivers with medical marijuana cards issued by the state. The shop sells cannabis flower, vaping oils, topical creams, pills, etc. The state legalized medical marijuana, 2016. There's going to be about 40 locations that are dispensing around the state of Pennsylvania. So that's really, really exciting news.
Very exciting news. We still don't have a lot in Massachusetts, even though we've been legal now for 6 years. And
wow.
Isn't that amazing? I know. It's just unbelievable. It's just like a handful of dispensaries, and now it's recreational. So now everybody and their brother is opening up head shops. And
do you see a lot of people utilizing marijuana on the streets or, you know, in
no.
cars and things or no?
No, not yet. No, we haven't seen any of that.
I'll tell you what. When I went to Amsterdam years ago,
yep.
I never thought America would ever be like this. And I'm so happy to be an American right now with this.
Yeah. One of the things that there are in Worcester, some private clubs where you can
right.
go in and have product, but it's highly regulated and they're private, and so it's different. I don't know if we will see, the cafes so quickly in this area. We have a governor that is not understanding the full spectrum story of cannabis, which is really
right.
sad. And we have a mayor in Boston who also is in recovery and doesn't understand the benefits. Doesn't
right.
understand the benefits. And yet we've had so many recovering alcoholics on this program who are
right.
using CBD and swear by the use of it.
Absolutely. Hey, so I got to tell you something. I have a lot of people listening now to this show, especially on Fridays. I just want to say hello to Melissa from New York. She started listening today.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the program. And, you know, the show is heard all over now. We're very, very pleased to inform everyone that it's on a lot of different outlets and places, and there's even a local podcast. So if you go to frankieboyer.com, you will see on under Biz Talk, you'll see all the different networks and variety of places that you can listen to the show and download it whenever you feel like it. And you can do that also on Biz Talk Radio, because we have our own app now.
Yep.
And we've had it for a long time, so people can download it and take the show anywhere with you. And
even use Alexa to listen to Biz Talk Radio, which is great.
Oh, that's right. Yes, absolutely. And we are always so thrilled to have someone like yourself who, you know, is so honest about your use with your Tourette's and your life
right.
and everything that you've done. Mark Goldman gets it, partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. Always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
And we will be back in just a moment. You have been listening to us right here, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we welcome back Robert Mitchell. It's been a while. He joined us at the very beginning of his journey in this world of cannabis. He's with the Hemp Consortium, and he just got back from Europe. And oh my gosh, I just can't even keep up with what's happened to you and your world, Robert.
Well, thank you, Frankie. How have you been since we last spoke?
I'm well. Tell us what's going on, though.
Well, we've been really busy. My partner and I just returned from Europe working on a feed project that we're bringing back to the States. And just really busy, getting ready to head out to California, a project out there, and even looking at a project down in Baja, Mexico. So things are really busy. Oklahoma passed the pilot program before the farm bill was passed, and so we've been working the last year here in Oklahoma as well with farmers trying to get the first big processing plant built.
So, Robert, we were just talking with Mark Goldman about the headlines and some of the stories that we were talking about, and one of them was the fact that there is a bipartisan bill to look at how this plant may be of beneficial help to veterans. We talked about Joe Montana getting into the whole arena of work in the cannabis industry, and all these other celebrity football players and stars from all over.
It's exciting time.
I was saying that the most exciting part of this story, Robert, is that we are seeing now how in industry is industrial use of this product is going, industrial use of hemp is going to change. And can you elaborate a little bit about what's going on in Europe and what you saw in Europe?
Well, I tell you, Europe is way ahead of us. They're about to, as far as growing hemp right now, it's about an 8-to-1 ratio as far as growing hemp to American farmers. But we're slow. We're catching up. I would say the CBD is really taking off in Europe, and especially just like you were talking about here with the football players for CTE, for the traumatic encephalitis. I can give a great drug for the brain as far as CBD, cannabinoids for calming the brain and helping with traumatic brain injuries. It's going to be great for our veterans to finally be able to use a natural herb for PTSD and some of their anxieties and sleeping disorders and things like that. So I'm just super excited for our veterans finally to be able to come home to a natural herb remedy that's going to be great for them.
Tell us about Paris. There's a fashion show with a major designer bringing hemp into high fashion.
Yeah, well, we were in Paris at the fashion show end of September, first of October, and we were meeting with an Italian handbag designer. I can't really disclose her name at this point. We've got some NDAs together, but she is looking at bringing her products here to the States, and we're talking about a farm-to-factory, actually growing hemp in the farms and straight to the factory and into retail. So I'm really excited about that, hoping we can get something kicked off here in Oklahoma with a Native American tribe and kind of combine their weaving experts from the past and with the weaving of the Italian handbag designer. So it's a great fit, and looking forward to a farm-to-factory project.
Wow. I know that you're also, you can't give us a lot of details, but I know that you're involved in it could be very big documentary.
While I was in Europe, we were approached by a group that's putting together a documentary for all about the hemp projects that we're working on, and hemp here in the States, from farm to hopefully we're going to actually be able to build the first large processing plant here in Oklahoma, and they'll be able to document that as well. So it's an exciting time. They say that 2019, now that we have finally passed the farm bill, the 2018 farm bill, which has made hemp legal and federally legal, so they're calling 2019 the year of CBD.
I think it makes sense. It makes sense that everybody is getting into the CBD field. The problem, and we've been talking about this, is that there's so many inferior products. So as consumers, we really need to make the best decision.
Yeah,
best,
Frankie, it's the confusion, really. People are thinking a lot of times that they can buy hemp oils that are from seed. It's a cold-pressed seed oil, but that has no CBD in it, Frankie. It actually has to come from the matured female plant. So a lot of times people are getting that mixed up, and they think buying hemp oil is going to provide them with CBD, but it doesn't.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about the distinctions? Because this is really important. There's full-spectrum hemp / CBD. There's hemp oil. There are hemp seeds. There are hemp powders, protein powders. And then you're seeing hemp for very inexpensive prices in gas stations and convenience stores. So if you can just make some distinctions of what we're talking about here.
Okay, well, frankly, the cannabis plant is basically you got your hemp seed, your seed oil. Now, your seed oil is going to come from a cold press that's going to be pressed from the seed. And any of these products that your consumable products, they're all going to come from the seed. They all have the amazing omega oils, the 3, 6, and 9, all of the benefits of the oil. But they don't have CBD. CBD has come from the mature side of the plant. It actually has to grow throughout the life of the plant and then towards the latter stages of the female, and it comes from the female plant as well, Frankie. But in the end of the growing cycle of the plant, the buds of the female plant will form, and then during that process, the CBDs, the cannabinoids, the CBN, CBS, all of the different cannabinoids grow at that later, they mature in that later stage of the cannabis plant, and that's where you get the CBD, and that has to be extracted from the flower. So the difference is you've got the oil that is cold pressed from the seed, which is amazing food product with all of its omegas, 3, 6, and 9, and proteins, all the 21 proteins. So, amazing food product, but the CBD, again, that's female, that's at the latter stages, and it has to be extracted.
Okay. So, the hemp products that we use for cooking, hemp seeds, the hemp butter, there's hemp butter now, which is like a peanut butter, they just make it into a butter. There's all of the hemp proteins. Those are really good for us. They're filled with those omegas, as you're sharing with us, high in protein. Those are not full spectrum. Those are not from the female mature part of the plant.
No, now, I mean, the seeds will come from the female plant, but they're pollinated by the male. It grows in the female plant, and the buds and the seeds come from there. But the seed basically is a virgin oil, if you want to think of it that way, Frankie. It's from the early stages, you know, it's from the very beginning, the seed, from its infant stages. So that oil is pressed. That has all your amazing, you know, proteins and omegas. But again, the rest has to mature into the plant and extract it in its later stages.
And when that happens, it becomes full spectrum CBD / hemp oil or hemp products?
Well, it's an oil, an extracted oil, and that's usually used for vaping, consumed maybe in oral consumptions, but most of the time it's used in vaping. But the the extraction point at the later stages of the plant is only where you can find the CBD. Anything before that in the food products is from the early stages of the seed.
Okay. This is this is really very important to have these distinctions. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to have you share with us is that as an emerging company, Robert, as someone who is just going through such exciting times, I mean, when did you begin your company?
Well, you know, Frankie, we started this company about 2 years ago, and I think when we first spoke, I talked to you about how when I was young in my early 20s, I read the book The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and that was the book that changed my whole life and gave me the real understanding of what cannabis is, the 50,000 different products that can be made from cannabis, And it's just been a lifelong journey ever since for 20 years. And then again, over 2 years ago, we started the company. I grew up in a family, adopted kind of into a family. My best friend and his father, I grew up around them. They built large processing facilities around the country. And so when I was young, I realized that one day I would have the opportunity.
Absolutely.
To use my family contacts.
Hold on one second. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Robert. Robert, what's the best website?
www.thehempconsortium.com.
And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if
have people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. That's a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. Talking today with Robert Mitchell, the Hemp Consortium. And Robert, it's a pleasure and it's so exciting because when we first spoke with you, you were just starting out. You were just beginning this journey. And did you ever think it was going to explode and grow as quickly as it has in the 2 years?
Well, yeah, part of me says yes and part of me says no, but it has exploded. I'm excited to be here. My partner's got me signed up as the hemp evangelist, so I'm just preaching this stuff in all the forms that I can, and I'm just so excited to be a part of this, Frankie. But what's really important and what the people, your listeners have to know, and we have to build processing plants, Frankie. I have people calling me all the time, ready to jump into the hemp industry. I had some a law team out of Syracuse, New York call a couple weeks ago. They have clients ready to jump into the industry, but I had to tell them there's no processing plants. So the farmers can grow it, but we have nowhere to take it. So it's very important that we start this process now and start building the infrastructure to start the industrial hemp revolution. And back to the CBD oil, you know, they say by 2022, now that we've signed the new farm bill, by 2022, CBD will be a $22 billion a year industry. And that's a big industry, Frankie, but fiber for hemp is a $1 trillion a year industry. And I give you an example, Frankie. Just the paper industry alone last year was estimated to be a $68 billion a year industry, and it had 450 paper mills around this country. Hemp alone can replace all of the paper made from trees. 1 acre of hemp is equal to 4 acres of trees. So just that $68 billion a year, I can go on to plastics and fuel and all the other things that make this literally a $1 trillion a year industry.
I'm so excited about this because not only are we seeing miraculous benefits for health with this plant, not only are we seeing industrial uses for this plant, economic growth with this plant, and sustainability. It's almost as though, Robert, we are saying that this is, it sounds like it's too good to be true is basically what it sounds like.
Well, it does. It really does. And but it's not. This plant is the most amazing plant that I can ever imagine. And none of the stories that we have are untrue. And there's so much that we have to learn. Frankie, you got to understand that the universities have not been able to study this plant. It's been so difficult through the DEA. Now that the Farm Bill has passed, we're going to have researching facilities. Things are going to come out. We're going to learn things about this plant that we never know. I think the last time we spoke on the, Frankie, I explained to you about how in 2008, MIT put out a study that showed that cannabis oils can actually kill MRSA, the MRSA virus. Can you imagine that? We don't even have antibiotics that can kill this superbug, but cannabis oil can. And I'm just so excited about that. I mean, I can imagine making scrubs, for the nurses that are antibacterial, that won't carry MRSA. Can you imagine that?
No.
It excites me so much, Frankie.
It really is so exciting. Now that the Farm Bill is passed, Robert, do you see that people will start now doing more the clinicals and more of the support to stand behind the products?
I believe so, Frankie. You have to think about this. Back in 1937, when hemp was made illegal, all of the products that were made from hemp at that time were replaced by another product, whether that be jute or whatever that was replaced with, something synthetic. We can actually take that product and replace it again with hemp. We can make paper out of it. We can cars in Europe right now. I think the Mercedes 300 in Europe has at least 22 kilos or 40 some pounds of hemp inside the car, underneath the hood for the fire resistance, inside the quarter panel for sound reduction. So it can be used again in car manufacturing. Plastics, it makes a better plastic. I've got some friends out in Alaska with best practice packaging. They're making all their packaging out of plastic made from hemp biomass. Frankie, do you know that back in the 20s, when cellophane came out, the name cellophane comes from cellulose? So plastics can be made from a natural plant
yes.
product like
yes.
hemp. And we can do that again. So I'm excited. As soon as we start building these processing plants that can actually decorticate the fiber, we'll bring it in from bales off the farm, and we can clean it up, separate it, and put it into a form to where we can now use it for hempcrete and building materials, or we can pelletize it and send it off to plastic plants, or just all kinds of forms that we'll be able to send it up and send it out into the industrial arena for use. And what it's going to take is investment dollars in building these processing plants. So that's what I'm trying to get the word out. I come from a family that builds processing facilities. We're going to be returning back to Europe in another 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to be visiting with three of the major machinery providers out of Europe and putting together some contracts to get some machinery over here in the States and build
wow.
processing plants.
Robert, how far in advance are they in Europe? How many years will it take us to catch up, in your opinion? Another 5-10 years, or do you think it'll be sooner?
I think it can be sooner, but we have to build the processing facilities. But I think it can be sooner. I think within a couple of years we can catch up. We have to think about this, Frankie. Back during the war effort in the 40s, hemp was illegal. Japan invaded. The Philippines cut off our hemp supply. We had to start growing hemp again. It was called Hemp for Victory. And within
That's
18
right.
months, we built 42 plants, hemp processing plants, in 6 states. And in 1943,
wow.
we were growing over 300,000 acres of hemp just for the war effort.
Robert, Robert, you're a superstar. Robert Mitchell, the Hemp Consortium. And what's the best website? This has been wonderful. What's the best website?
Just www.thehempconsortium.com.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And we look forward to touching base with you soon to get back more information from Europe and helping us figure it all out. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your pain and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.